And I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and the show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. And it's an opportunity for you to call in and ask me any question that's on your mind. I'm a clinical psychologist, and although it's not therapy, it's an opportunity for you to get some tips on maybe something that's happening with your friends, your family, your kids, maybe with yourself. Maybe you procrastinate, or maybe you feel like you're just depressed and can't get out of bed, or you're anxious and having panic attacks and don't know how to deal with it. Pick up the phone and give me a call, and you can write down my number too. It's toll free 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll free 1-877-DR-KENNER. And you can also visit my website and listen to podcasts or read articles I've written or see books I've recommended. And the website is drkenner.com. If you're in a bad relationship and you want to get out, but you're mixed because you kind of like the guy too, what do you do? That's a question from Anita. Dear Dr. Kenner, Bertram, my 32-year-old boyfriend and I have dated for a year. He has psychological problems, but he refuses to seek treatment. I'm worried because I've got a small child and I'm concerned about her safety before I take the next step with him. To meet Bertram, you wouldn't see anything abnormal. He's funny, sensitive and warm, he's intelligent, and there is no, in quotes, abnormality in his usual, every word is italicized there, his usual way of communicating. But privately, he has some depressed moments, which I've accepted as just part of him. When I suggested he see a therapist, he then confided things that he has only shared with his family. He believes an evil energy is controlling his emotions and his life. He says, although it's not voices, it's like they control him. And he says he can feel pins and needles in his body, mainly in his brain. He also says it's like a sexual harassment where he can feel something touch him, etc. He strongly believes it's an evil spirit, a ghost, or energy. He says they sometimes force him to act in harmful ways, but he ignores their messages and tries to live life in a calm way. This is what worries me most because of my child. He said that he once saw a psychologist for an assessment when he was 18. Now he's 32. The doctor gave him a diagnosis of schizophrenia. Bertram didn't believe it and never went there again. What is his diagnosis, and is he dangerous? Please help me. That's bold and an exclamation point, Anita. Anita, the question is not so much what is his diagnosis, but given your serious concerns, the please help me, and given what he's confided in you, the most important personal question for you is, do I want to get engaged or marry him given what I now know? Do I want to expose my young daughter to someone who is at war with himself, who has very irrational thinking and potentially dangerous behavior? You already thought his depressive moods were strong enough to recommend he see a therapist. Now you're discovering his inner world. And I know you're alarmed because you took the time to ask the question. If Bertram believes he's controlled by evil spirits and has to fight the urges to act in sexually harmful ways, how will you ever feel comfortable when he's alone with your daughter or with you? And he had a diagnosis by a professional 14 years ago. With his strong ongoing delusions and his refusal to seek help, you have a right to be alarmed. I would be too. He's had 14 more years to build on his delusions. Now, in terms of a specific diagnosis, he would need to see a medical professional privately, and I hope he does. I hope he gets some help, because if he's got a very nice side of him, it would be a shame for him to live this double life. Could be medical causes. You know, he might have a brain tumor or maybe a history of drug abuse, maybe not, but a medical doctor would need to, or a psychologist, psychiatrist, would need to rule out medical causes of what he's experienced, and they could also explore the causes of his paranoid delusional system, any abuse in his past, maybe too many slasher or horror movies, or some odd religious beliefs, and they could definitely offer him some help. Cognitive therapy or possible medication or maybe a different kind of therapy. But getting back to you, Anita, I am glad you got to know him beyond what he presents to the outside world. Had you married him early on in the heat of attraction, you may never have learned about that inner world. Now you have that relevant information, and you have no moral obligation to stay with him. Because if your evaluation of him has changed with his divulging this potentially threatening information, you have every right to value your own happiness and that of your young daughter, and you can end the relationship if you want. It's not always easy to break off a year-long relationship, especially with someone who could be unstable or dangerous. So assuming you choose to do this, you could benefit from some personal counseling, some guidance. You want to give yourself the opportunity to explore your own thoughts and feelings, and to figure out a safe way to leave the relationship. I recommend a good cognitive therapist, and you can go to my website, drkenner.com, and check out a therapist. Also, you can get my book if you want to choose a partner in the future. In part three in a book that Dr. Edlock and I wrote, we have a section, Finding Your Soulmate, and we talk about how to find, how to achieve the harmony between reason and emotion. We talk about how to connect on all different dimensions, habits, attitudes towards money, feeling visible with one another. And that book you could check out on Amazon.com. It's got the title, The Selfish Path to Romance, and that means self-valuing, how to bring passion and reason together. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness, toll-free, 1-877-DRKENNER. That's toll-free, 1-877-DRKENNER. Give me a call with your questions. I'm a clinical psychologist.
When I entered my marriage, I left my true self at the door. Now I don't even know who I am anymore.
My girlfriend doesn't want to make anyone mad. I never know how she truly feels, and I'm clueless when it comes to pleasing her sexually. She won't express what she likes.
How many lose themselves in a romantic relationship, feeling unimportant, taken for granted? Or perhaps they lie or cheat and think their partner should forgive and forget. I am Dr. Ellen Kenner, clinical psychologist and co-author with Dr. Edwin Locke of the romance guidebook, The Selfish Path to Romance. Provocative title? I know. By selfish, we mean the self-valuing, self-nurturing way to romance. You never want to lose yourself in a relationship. You want to create a win-win partnership to value your own and each other's goals and dreams. Discovering how to be true to yourself in a romantic partnership is learnable and key to romantic happiness. Check out our book with its daring title, The Selfish Path to Romance, at Amazon or selfishromance.com.